Shortly after the imposition of the ban, a small delegation had approached Muhammad, led by a venerable elder who was too close to death to be personally threatened by the Prophet. He suggested a compromise. The whole city could worship Allah one year and the other gods the next. But Muhammad could not accept this offer. Instead, the Surah Al-Kafirun proposed peaceful coexistence. You, Kafirun, who reject the faith, I do not worship what you worship, and you do not worship what I worship. I am not a worshipper of what you worship. You are not a worshipper of what I worship. A reckoning, a din, for you, and a reckoning for me. People worship different things. There must be, as the Quran says, no coercion in matters of faith. Din meant reckoning, but also religion, way of life, or moral law. Each individual had his or her own din, and there was no need for force or compulsion. In the end, blood loyalty led to the end of the boycott. Four of the Quraishian establishment, who had relatives in Hashim and Al-Mutalib, solemnly requested an end to the ban, and despite the angry protests of Abu Jahl, the other chiefs agreed. There must have been great rejoicing in the Muslim community. When they heard the news, some of the emigrants came home from Abyssinia, convinced that the worst was over. But they had been too optimistic. Early in 619, Khadija died. She was aging, and her health may have been irrevocably damaged by the food shortages. She had been Muhammad's closest companion, and nobody, not even Abu Bakr or the fervent Omar, would ever be able to provide Muhammad with the same intimate support. The early biographers call 619 Muhammad's year of sadness. Not long afterwards, a second death had even more far-reaching implications. Abu Talib had been ruined financially and may also have been physically weakened by the boycott. Later that year, he fell ill and died. And the new chief of Hashim was the hostile Abu Lahab.